Welcome to The Sacred Start. I read about the importance of a morning routine for years, and for some reason, I kept putting off creating one, or when I would deprioritize it. I didn't know what was important in a morning routine. I didn't know what was important to me in a morning routine either, which is a differentiation worth noting. Because yes, there are ways to start your day that are proven to enhance things like energy and productivity and peace, but there is not a one-size-fits-all. Part of creating an intentional life is knowing what does and doesn't work for you specifically. When I stopped looking at it as just a morning routine, like just a series of events, and started looking at it as sacred, that's when it stuck. Just that little reframe helped because I began to approach my mornings with reverence and intention and purpose. So first things first, let's talk about why a morning ritual is so important. By starting your day with intention and mindfulness, you're setting the tone for the rest of your day. You're creating a space for yourself to focus on your goals and your values, and you're cultivating a sense of clarity and purpose that will help you stay focused and productive throughout the rest of the day. Morning routines serve as transitional periods between sleep and wakefulness, so it allows you to ease into your day gracefully. They provide a buffer between the restful state of sleep and the active engagement with the external world. So by establishing clear boundaries around this sacred time, you can create a sense of sanctuary and protect your inner space before all of your external distractions and obligations take over. The other thing about morning routines is that they can infuse ritual into your life, which can have profound psychological and emotional effects. Rituals provide a sense of structure and familiarity, creating a comforting and sacred space within the day. In MindLove's episode on uncertainty, Nathan Furr, author of The Upside of Uncertainty, talks about uncertainty balancers. He says that by adding intentional structure and stability in your life, you make more space for allowing more risk and spontaneity. So starting your day with a familiar routine can actually allow you to live more boldly. Plus, when you approach your sacred mornings with self-awareness, you can set the stage for more intention and awareness in the rest of your day as well. You're creating a space for yourself to focus on your goals and values and cultivating a sense of clarity and purpose. And ultimately, showing up for yourself like that builds trust within yourself. It builds self-confidence and it builds self-belief that you're the type of person who can make things happen. So first, let's assess your current morning routine. Take a few minutes to reflect on how you currently start your day. What's working well for you? What isn't? Consider your personal goals and values and think about how your morning routine can support them. Is there anything that you could be doing differently to make your mornings more meaningful and productive? This is just a brainstorm. It's helpful to know where you're starting to determine the best route forward. Next, let's talk about overcoming excuses and obstacles. We all have reasons why we might not want to get up early or create a morning routine. Maybe you're just not a morning person, or you're too busy or tired. Whatever your reasons might be, it's important to acknowledge them and create a plan to overcome them. I call this my oh shit plan. Yes, things come up. So what's my fallback plan if something gets in the way? Do I have a shorter version I can do? Can I take time at 10 a.m. as a last resort instead? Either way, don't let it go completely. Take some time to reflect on your excuses and brainstorm strategies to help you stay on track. And finally, let's talk about commitment. Creating a morning routine takes time and effort, but the benefits are so, so worth it. Every big change starts with a commitment if you actually want to do it. So write down your commitment to creating a new morning ritual. And if you want to go that extra mile, share it for accountability and support. My whole family knows how important my morning routine is. If I want to show up as the best wife and mom that I can be, I need that me time. This is also a good practice in creating and voicing your boundaries. The next modules are going to walk you through the four key elements for a sacred start that will create a day of energy, focus, and inspiration. These include mindfulness, embodiment, creation, and nourishment. Don't forget to print the workbook to guide you through these steps, and I'll see you in the next module.